Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is pre-recorded because you are in Ghent as we speak.
Yes.
Correct.
Or floating
or
around
somewhere
Europe.
Like you're, or you're floating around Germany. So we've done this in advance, fairly handily. After this show, I will be going to the Psychobilly meeting in Spain. So this week is a Psychobilly meeting Pineda special. And who better to kick off the show than a band? We've actually played this track before. But a band, one of the biggest Psychobilly, but well, one of the biggest neo stroke, second time around Psychobilly bands in the world. This is Necromantics. Who killed the cheerleader? That was Necromantics, Tony.
Cool.
That's actually the only Necromantics track I have. And it's on a compilation album called Give Them the Boot. You know those Give Them the Boot compilations? Sort of American punk ones. They get they get a little bit of psychobilly on them and a little bit of ska as well. They're really, really good. Look out for them. And look out for Necromantics as well, who are headlining the psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in northern Spain on the Costa Brava this weekend coming, and I will be there. I don't know whether I'm going to be interviewing any bands this year, because I don't know whether I'm going to have a press pass, but I haven't heard back from them yet, but they do tend to leave it fairly last minute. I'll find out soon enough. Anyway, you're listening to Project Marv Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said that very quickly. What is Necromantics' website?
Necromantics.com?
It is. And Necromantics is spelled NekromantiX.com. Check them out. Lots and lots of good stuff on the website for you to peruse. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit, Tony, right now about a little bit of a breakthrough we've had. You know, in recent weeks, regular listeners will know that we've been despairing of MySpace and that no one really seems to look at it anymore. Yeah. MySpace have obviously been despairing of it as well and have decided if you can't beat them, join them. And they've added a MySpace for Facebook app, which means that any band or any radio station or anyone with a MySpace music page can quite simply stick it on Facebook. And we've done that, or rather, believe it or not, I've done that on the Punky Radio Facebook page. Maybe you could just let people know how they find the Punky Radio Facebook page and what they should be doing when they're there, and then I'll say about this other bit.
Sure. If you go to Facebook, and the only way we can really find doing this is go to search for Punky Radio, two words. You'll find one that's up, this is, it says radio station. It comes with the black Punky Radio logo. Radio station, click on that. On the left, where it says wall info photos, there's one that says music. Click on the music and you'll see the app that Paul is referring to. It looks quite good, actually.
Oh, right. That means I don't have to say that. You've done it anyway. Thanks very much. The important bit about this is that we will be uploading the 3-minute previews of Punky Radio each week. So you will be able to get a 3-minute preview on Facebook very easily just by going to that page once a week and clicking on latest show, innit?
Yeah. It says songs and videos, and it's the one bang on the top.
Yeah, that's right. So you will finally be able to listen to it on Facebook while you're on Facebook doing other things, etc., etc. Right, time for song two, Tony. This is the Psychobilly Meeting special this week. This band, I first saw at the Psychobilly Meeting in 2008. They were there again in 2009. No, they weren't there in 2009 when you were there, but they were there in 2010 when mate Steve was there. And they're back this year, Tony.
Okay.
They're the Long Tall Texans. What is their website?
longtalltexans.com?
No, longtalltexans.co.uk. It makes it poorly being the internet one, Tony one. This I've got off a best of. They've got a new album out, which I will be trying to procure at some point. This is right first time.
I still remember all those years ago, famous last word, when you had to go. It was late one evening when it started to rain, and that'll be the day I'll never see you again. In the rapper's town, you said you hated me. Rapper's town, you said yes, no. It's every day, but you went away. You were rapper's town. Look in your eye, you didn't really want me to break down and cry. You felt so good when you made your break, but I felt better, make no mistake. Yes, you know, it's every day when you went away. You were right first time.
Upside Downer.
You're listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Long Tall Texans, right, first time. They're a great live band, which reminds me, we are playing a couple of live tracks later on in the show this week to give you a feel for psychobilly at a psychobilly meeting. Because, you know, I think of everything. I don't normally play live tracks, but we've got two in a row in the second half of the show this week. Because, as I say, I've started to tell you what's coming up in the show on the show like a proper DJ. What's wrong with me? Now, have you got any Facebook or podcast only comments?
No.
That's a bit of a pain. Perhaps you could remind people how they're supposed to be doing that and then do that other thing we talked about.
Sure. So, yeah, it's a new month now. It's July. So please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Easy way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. On the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and the subject in the comment. If so, which could read them out. Alternatively, Facebook. If you don't want to bother with Podcast Alley, please do leave us a Facebook comment instead. Go to Facebook, search Punky Radio. It's the radio station one that comes up. Click on that, like our page, obviously, and leave us a comment on our wall, and we'll read those out. So instead of that, this week, because you haven't sent anything through to me,
you wankers,
we're going to talk about Hussey Skunk. We are on Hussey Skunk. We've been on Hussey Skunk for I think quite a few years now. I think they were the first internet radio station to feature us, and they've carried on featuring us, whereas
they've been the original and best,
haven't they? Yeah, and they're still going strong. They play a lot of skaterish punk and that kind of ska punk,
and they've expanded now though. They do play all sorts. It's much more like a punky playlist than it was. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So I've tuned in before and it's been that kind of stuff, and yeah, even had punky radio adverts on there. It's quite weird, but we're on three times a week. We're on Sunday at 6, Wednesday at 11, and Friday at 10. And this is probably, this is EST.
I think I need some EST on a trip to the moon. I haven't said that in a while. Eastern Standard Time, for those of you that don't know abbreviations.
Yeah.
But still managed to say lol.
At least one day a week, we're on probably something quite close to a decent time for you to listen to us.
Somewhere in the world.
Yeah. And when we're not on, there's the punk rock history lesson note. Each and every Thursday they've got all day punk rock, and they've got Maximum Rock and Roll Radio on Sundays.
And Maximum Rock and Roll is brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. And when that's not on, it is just 24/7 wall-to-wall music. All good.
Wall-to-wall. Which reminds me, Tony, of an old Radio 4 joke from the 80s when I used to hear Radio 4 in the car. When we were driving places, Mum and Dad were driving places, and there was one joke that sticks out, and it just says, "Meet the Wall Carpeting family, Mr. Wall Carpeting, Mrs. Wall Carpeting, and their son, Walter Wall Carpeting." No. I always like that joke. Well done. Yes, do listen to Hussey Skunk if possible. Now, it's time for song three. This band, all the bands this week, are performing at the Psychobilly meeting, which I'm going on about throughout the whole show. It's brilliant. It's my fourth year in a row that I've been. This band, they haven't really reformed. The lead singer's got a new band together, and the band he's got together are all Dutch. But I got this album when it came out in the late 80s. It's by a band called the Griswolds. The album's called Who Framed the Griswolds? And this is a song, again, because it's the only track I've got on MP3, because the rest is vinyl. We have played this song before, but we're playing it again. It's funny. It's un-PC. But you'll like it anyway. This is the Griswolds. This is Gay Barn Dance.
Oh, it's too long, it's your own day. Bam, down, everybody was gay. The silent stage is photographed. Bam, down, then I had to watch my back. Like the pretty girl who was next to me. Till I found that she had to stand up to me. Well, 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 well. Well, it was Gay Barn Dance. With the gay square dance, well, it's good for men, but there was no chance. It was a gay band dance with a gay square dance. For a fan, had to keep my hands, my pants, go! Well, I'm looking for
square dance. Was no romance, but there was no chance. It was a gay band dance with a gay square dance. Well, that had to keep my hands up, let's go. Well, went to a bar just the other day. Found out everybody was gay. Inside the stage, just for the fact. Found out that I had to watch my back. Well, I had a pretty girl that was next to me. Till I found that she had to stand up to play. Yeah, gay band dance. It was gay square dance. Well, I was looking for a man, but there was no chance. It was a gay band dance with a gay square dance. Well, man had to keep my hands in the pants. Go! Well, two guys came up and dressed in black. Had me down right on my back. Spent these pins to the river by. Stuck on the chin and I wouldn't why. One of the ladies was Sue Ellen. Put it on the ass and started yelling at the gay band dance. It was a gay square dance. Well, I was looking for a man, but there was no chance. It was a gay band dance with a gay square dance. Well, man, I'd keep my hands in my pants.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Griswolds and Gay Barn Dance. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheGriswolds.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Do check the band out. And there's still time, if you're in Southern Europe, I suppose, there's still time to go to the Psychobilly meeting. You'll be able to get a ticket on the... I'll say on the door, it's a tent, on the flap. You'll be able to get a ticket on the flap on the Thursday, that's all. They don't sell tickets for the rest of the weekend, they only sell them on Thursday. So you'll have to get there to Northern Spain on the Thursday. Type in Psychobilly Meeting 2011 into the internet and you'll find it. Now, I would normally talk in this week, whereas last week I said I'm not talking about what I did last week, it's boring. I'm not talking about last week, it hasn't happened yet because it's in the future, because that's the crazy time lord way we're doing this show. So what I've got instead, Tony, is a welcome return to Poetry Corner, and I've got not one but two.
Cool.
Oh yeah, here goes. Hey P&T.
nice.
That's us two.
Yeah.
Fucked off about the shows I've missed, but I'll tune and in jokes are the gist. Oh, sorry, but ill tunes and in jokes are the gist. Yeah, those are the joys of you fly punky boys when you're not having one off the wrist.
Nice.
And that's Joni Hates Jizz. She's back. And she's called herself this week the Ventnor Vegetarian, which is brilliant. Ventnor is on the Isle of Wight, isn't it? She's moving around.
Nice.
She said, and it was almost like she knew she'd be recording we'd be recording 2 weeks in a row, because she said, and in case I miss a week again, here's one in hand, so to speak. Hey Paulie, you are a boss anchor. Can you see where this is going?
Nice.
Hey Paulie, you are a boss anchor, reading poems like this with no rancor. You're both awesome boys with your ace punky noise, so no doubt that you're each a top wanker. And that's from Joni H. Jizz, the Exmouth ear breather. If you have a poem that you would like to send to Punky Radio, please do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Thank you very much to Joni H. Jizz. I really enjoy your limericks, you mystery lesbian. Right, so time for song four. You all right about that?
I am.
Here's a bit of a coup, Tone. We haven't played the Polecats on the show before. The Polecats had a few hits in the UK in the 80s, and they're playing at this year's Psychobilly meeting. And Tim Polecat, I've met before, because he came up to see Bridget Hanley in The Dark Shadows when I put them on in Hitchin around about, I don't know how long ago it was. Some time ago. About 14 months ago, I think. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Polecats MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ThePoleCats.
It is as easy as that. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Don't forget, we're going to be playing another song straight after this. I'll back announce it in a little while. Look at me, we're saying back announce. What do I think I am, a DJ? This is Get On The Right Track.
Well, now, come on, old man, treat me like again. Well, I'm the one that.
wank stain on the duvet of society.
Here I am, all alone. Picture it. A moonlit sun. Moon. Well, that sort of thing. You had little bats. Look, there goes an owl. Twit-twoo. My, I'm feeling very scared. I wonder if Mummy knows I'm out. Gosh, here we go.
Not down in the graveyard, that's where we start to well. Smash it out of a coffin, looking for nails. Coffin nails, hoes down, coffin nails underground. Coffin nails, go down, coffin nails, scream and shout. As the lights go down, here on to the grass. You can see us run, naked at your eyes. Coffin nails, hoes down, coffin nails underground. Coffin nails, go down, coffin nails, scream and shout.
You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Coffin Nails with a song called Coffin Nails, which again, you know, I'm a bit embarrassed that I've played before because I've only got Coffin Nails on vinyl. I don't know how to rip it from vinyl to MP3. So I've got their first two albums on vinyl. They've brought out more since. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Coffin Nails website?
coffinnails.com.
Nice idea. coffin-nails.com, which makes it probably be the internet to Tony 3. That was their song Coffin Nails. Guess where they're playing this week, Tony?
Pineda.
Indeed, at the Cycling Meet. And you've been there, of course.
I have, a couple of years ago now.
In fact, you were there the night Michael Jackson died.
Yes.
Which was, we were watching Demented Argo at the time.
Demented Argo, yeah.
It was fantastic. Now, have you got a gig guide for us?
I do. So it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, so again, the weekend gigs at 12 Bar Club, Denmark Street in London, if you don't know by now. And here we go. Friday, 8th of July, The Wanna Beatles, The Drowning Sorrows, and Florence Joel's Kiss of Fire, and Run Devil Run. It's the Bonnie and Clyde Renegade Rendezvous night.
Which comes with the Punky Radio seal of approval and hello to Letitia.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
Saturday, 9th of July, the Scaredy Cats, the Estimators, and the Coolers.
The Estimators?
The Estimators. It's a London Calling night.
Again, seal of approval. What a brilliant weekend. Yeah. I love what they do down at the 12 Bar.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
Sunday, 10th of July, Declan Bennett and the Fir Cones. Just those two? How much that is?
I'm going recession busting again. I'm going recession busting Sunday and calling it £5.
£6.
Oh, bollocks.
That's it.
That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. I don't think we've ever played a track by Batmobile before.
Right.
Somewhere around my flat, I've got a CD called This Is Psychobilly, and I believe there's a Batmobile song on it, but I can't find it. The only one I could find, and in fact, what I should have said was the whole of the second half of this show, all comes off one CD called Psychomania Volume 2, which is down as being out on Dojo Records, but he's actually on Raucous Records now, I think. If you go to Raucous Records or NervousRecords.com, you'll be able to find it. It's still available, I think. Otherwise, loads and loads of Batmobile stuff. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Batmobile's website?
BatmobileBand.com?
No, BatmobileForever.com. Batmobile are also Dutch. There's a bit of symmetry going on here, I've just realised. Because we played the Griswolds third, and with the lead singer with the Dutch backing band, and now we're playing a Dutch band six. Oh, sometimes I don't know how I do it. This is the first of two live tracks on the show this week. Enjoy this, and get a feel for Psychobilly Live. This is Bamboo Land. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Batmobile and Bamboo Land from, as I say, the CD Psychomania Volume 2, which has got 23 top tracks on it. And I should mention as well, the Coffin Nails track, Coffin Nails, is on this album as well. Right, so this week I am going to be, from Wednesday until Wednesday, in fact, which does also mean that next week's show is going to be a couple of days late.
Yeah.
Right,
Thursday-ish,
yeah. Yeah, and I probably won't have any voice. I will be at the Psychobilly meeting 2011 in Pineda de Mar. If you haven't been before, do get the chance to go. If you can't make it this year, look out for it next year. It's moved a fortnight later this year to coincide with the bloody Germans and late Easter and what have you, which means it's costing us all a bit more money this year, but it doesn't mean it's not going to be absolutely brilliant. What they actually have five nights but four nights of the festival in the tent. And but on the Wednesday night, which was when you saw Jermaine Argo, I think, or anyway, that night, they are in the Magma nightclub. I really enjoy the night in the Magma nightclub, actually. It's really, really good fun. It's a bit of a walk, but it's really, really good fun. Then after that, they have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in what they call the Tent on the Beach, which is up the other end of the resort of Panisa Mar, about a 5-minute walk from the railway station, which is on the beachfront. And just some brilliant bands on this year. Brilliant, brilliant bands. All of which are on the show this week, of course. I don't need to say who's on, because you're hearing them. I can't remember who else is, but it's just good bands. They're just great bands this year. It's absolutely brilliant. I think the ticket for the whole festival is €85, and it's €85 well spent. I will be in a nice hotel this year. Last year I stayed in a shit one.
Okay.
This year I'm spending the extra money to have a nice holiday. I'm right on the seafront. Basically, you walk across the road to the beach. Very, very pleased. But it's just a brilliant week. On the Monday, they have a beach party in the Psychobilly Beach Bar. They basically rent out of one of the bars on the beach for the week. It's always been in this one place down the other end of the resort, but this year it's nearer to where it's all happening, which means it's just perfect this year. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Two bands I'm looking forward to particularly are the band we're about to play and the band we're playing last. I'll explain why after you've heard this, but enjoy this. I keep saying enjoy this, stop it, Paul. You're going to enjoy it anyway, it's brilliant. This is another live track. This is again from Psychomania Volume 2. This is Schizo, I Want Your Loving Live.
Goes out to everyone, alright? So I Want Your Loving. Just of loving all the time, we're out of them, we're acting part again. Always on my mind, my mama trying to do the crazy, baby, crazy out of my mind, losing so fine. Well, what you love? I need your kissing. Time to part again, baby, I'm feeling all the pain. Well, it's really deep inside of me, driving me insane. I can't seem to hold a lot, holding out of my brain, I'm feeling the pain. I need your kissing. Go. We're done for again, and I'm feeling all the pain. Where this feeling deep inside of me, driving me insane. But can't seem to hold along. Hold out of my brain, I feel the pain. I want your love. I need your kissing. Go.
All the time.
That was Schizo, Tony, and I Want Your Loving. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/schizo.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/schizomania, and schizo is spelled SKITZO, makes it fully be the internet four, Tony three. All this is tight this week. You're listening to Project Marv Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You haven't got a twat, have you?
No twat again.
Just remind people about that, but that's understandable because we're making this show the same day as last week, so yeah. You actually might have one by now, but we're both away, so we don't know. So maybe you could just go through it again.
Yep, hopefully there is one waiting for me, but if not, well, either way, please do email me your twat. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Please do email me your twats. Everyone's received with thanks, and I reply to all emails, so please do send them through now.
Right. Well, fair enough. I cannot wait to go to the Psy Committee meeting. I'd fly on Wednesday. I'm there Wednesday, as I say. And this year, it seems to be sort of all of my mates, bar one, who I know from the Psy Committee meeting, are going to be there. So hello in advance to my Austrian babies, to Marina, to Gabby, to Jasmina, to Ant, to Laurel, to Eve, to Staff, to Dido stroke Dido, never get his name right, don't like calling him Dido, I'm calling him Dido, who is the 7'20" each Dutch psychobilly, who always seems to get to the railway station at the same time as me, and it's great because I can never remember which platform it is, so I just follow him. And also to Teresa and Mika, just loads and loads and loads of them. It's good. But no Christina this year. She's moved back to the US. That makes no sense to anybody except me. And one or two other psychobillies possibly listening. If this is the first time you've listened to this show, it's not always a psychobilly show, of course. It's punky. Just this is the special for the festival out this week. Next week's show will be back to, I say normal, we're never normal. And the week after that will be a Sweatmaster special. Right, that's about it. I hope you all have a really, really brilliant week. I know I'm going to. Last track this week, Tony. And this is a track, fortunately, we haven't played before by one of my favourite bands, who I haven't seen live for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. A band called the Frantic Flintstones. Again, this has come from Psychomania Volume 2. Now, through insider information, I might actually, if I do get around to interviewing anyone, one of the people I will be looking to interview this week is the lead singer of the Frantic Flintstones, Chuck, who has developed his own language.
Okay.
I can't really go into more detail than that. If I get the interview with him, you'll hear it. He's not of this earth. He's a very talented man. He's a big nutter, and I think it would suffice to say, whether he is now or not, I don't know, but in the past, this man has been a drug hoover. He has really, really gone for it. They're a great band. I've got a few albums by them. They've got loads out. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frantic Flintstones' MySpace page?
I don't think they have one. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. It's myspace.com/ Frantic Flintstones MySpace. All one word. Which makes it a victory for me. I wasn't sure about this week. Poorly beating Instep 5. Tony 3. I'll tell you what, Tone.
Oh.
Let's go somewhere.
Somewhere, start from home, let's go somewhere, start to near, no need to worry, need to be. When I can put my gun at you, I want you to pull it, smash my boot. When I get
That was a frantic Flintstones, Tony.
Cool.
Thanks ever so much for listening this week. Don't forget, next week's show is going to be up a couple of days late because I'm going to be in Spain. We've managed once again to do a show every week, despite us being away at different times. I'm quite impressed with us, Tony. There are some things that we really, really want you to do, though. What are they, Tony?
Please do reviews at iTunes. It's very important. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up iTunes, the music store, where you can log in and review us. You'll need an iTunes account, which is free. Log in, review us, 5 stars only. We'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyrage.com, your review, and we'll feature it on the show. And we still obviously need your podcast, Ali, votes, as mentioned, and your Facebook comments. If you can leave us a comment on our wall. Don't forget, we've just integrated the old MySpace thing on there, so please do check out our Facebook page. Search Punky Radio on Facebook. It's the radio station one.
Twat.
And I need your twat. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do email me. It's been a few weeks now since I had one, so email me now. All emails received with thanks, and I reply to all of them.
Thanks so much for listening this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.